sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Thursday, May 22nd, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line is a good friend of mine, Dr. Rick Randall, joins us this morning on the show. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Randy.
Hey, I wanted to have you on the show today to introduce you to our audience, our radio family, and to learn a little bit more about you and your new book that is on Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble's other locations. People can pick it up. Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. But before we get into the book, Rick, tell the audience a little bit about your background, your life story. Where were you born? Where did you go to school? Family status. Who is Rick Randall?
Well, Randy, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. But Rick Randall, no one special. How's that? I was born in Flint, Michigan, although I'm very proud of my Flint, Michigan roots. Lots of stories about Flint, Michigan. Flint was always very good to our family. My father was a chiropractor and my mother was a nurse. I became a chiropractor and joined my father's practice in 1982, so I've been around for a minute. And then we moved over. We found our way up to Eastport, Michigan, Torch Lake Village, Charlevoix. And we opened up a second chiropractic office in 2001. In 2018, we sold that to my two associates, and I'd like to think that I moved over. I didn't retire. I moved over, and I started writing. I've been writing for a long time, but I published my first book, The Adventures of Rick and Jack, in 2020. And then recently in May, I published my second book, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, and The Good Words Book for Success.
Now, the first book, actually, The Adventures of Rick and Jack, that was a book that you wrote basically kind of like a children's book where you wanted kids to be able to read this book and to go through this little story, this little fantasy story that you created. Very entertaining. A lot of chiropractors, I know, had picked it up and shared it with their patients. But young kids, it was a children's book is where you got started.
This is a great story. So it's a children's book for sure, and it's illustrated. And Jack was a patient of mine, so The Adventures of Rick and Jack is in part true. We started talking. I asked young children when they come into my office, I asked them, how was their day and what did they do? And their day was okay, and they went to school, and what did they learn? And the younger ones, they just did nothing really. And then the older ones, they just did review. But I asked Jack one day, I said, Jack, do you like school? And he goes, not really. And it was just kind of funny because I had just come back from Hawaii. And it was first day back in the office. And the office is crazy busy when you get back. And sure. I said, Jack, you know, I don't always like going to work either. What do you think we ought to do? So Jack came in once a month, and for the next several months, we talked about becoming beach bums on Hawaii. And so so we did. But what happens is Jack goes to sleep after he and I talked about it, and he goes into a dream. And the next thing you know, he and I are on the shore of Waikiki Beach, and collecting really cool coral and a few pieces of lava rock. And that's the beginning of the story.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that book also is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, other places, The Adventures of Rick and Jack. But when we get back, I want to talk to you about this new book. I've read it, and you and I have talked about it, Road Trip, the venture, basically, the journey of life, and good words that lead to your success. And all of it, and very interesting and very informational and motivational at the same time. So we're going to get into the discussion again. Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Staying on through the break is Rick Randall. He's the author of a new book, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. And Rick, before we start getting into the interview, I just want to mention here on the back cover, says that Rick is a believer in positive thinking with the emphasis being on love, life, and living. His goal is to make other people's lives better with what he writes. And it also says the concept of the book is that the words that you know and use in your everyday life, things that you look at, say, write, actually guide your thoughts, your emotions, and ultimately determine your behavior. Why did you basically decide to take, you know, time to write out these 120 pages of words? Why did you want to focus on words, their definition, what these words mean to you in your life? Why did you basically decide to do this?
So it was 25 years ago, actually, that my brother and I were listening to a Zig Ziglar motivational tape, and it was about character traits of successful people, and what would you notice? And so Eric, my brother, took it upon himself to write down a word for the day, and we came up with 31 words, and we turned it into a coloring book. And so what we learned at the time was that your average daily vocabulary has about 1,500 words in the bag. And so when you only have 1,500 words in the bag, that's not a lot of words. We said you might as well, or you should, just add good words to it. You don't let bad words in the good words bag. And so what we noticed, this was rather interesting, my niece was 3 years old, and she knew all the words. Not only that, she knew what they meant and how to apply them. And so I was pushing her in a stroller up a hill, and I was acting like I couldn't do it. And after a couple tries, she leaned out of her stroller and she says, "Rick, you have to be more persistent." And I thought that's rather interesting. Yeah. And that was as a three-year-old. So then I went later, and as we produced 20,000 color books, I've been giving them away for 25 years. Anyways, I did exit interviews at the high school, and it was seniors, and they presented who they were and what they were about and where they were going. And I left the exit interviews, and I said, you know, if only you knew then what you know now. And I thought these kids are missing something. Well, a lot of it has to do with just experience, but I then went to the dictionary, taking our concept of 1,500 words, and I thought I'd go through the dictionary A through Z, and I'd just pick out the positive words, and so I'd write positive words. And so in 2009, I came up with the slogan, Pass the Positive. I also have Pass the Love and Pass the Aloha, but Pass the Positive was Think Positive and Pass it On, Pass the Positive.
Sure.
I've been a student for years of motivational speakers and authors, and just have studied that forever. And Norman Vincent Peale was the beginning, and Zig Ziglar, Wayne Dyer, another favorite, and then Napoleon Hill, and so there are a lot of these guys out there that just have excellent stuff that I studied. Well, anyways, I left the exit interview, and I said, "Man, just could you imagine if you had a guidebook on what, you know, what I was talking about? Is that if I only knew then what I know now?" And so I wrote that book with that in mind. And the purpose of the book is likely to succeed. I'm 66 years of age, and I've had a lot of experience doing a lot of different things, both, you know, a lot of spokes in that wheel. And so I thought, let's just start with positive words. And I started, my first word is attitude. But the truth is that the words that you know and use influence your thoughts, your emotions, and your behavior. And so the classic example is it's great to be honest, or tell Johnny to be honest, but if he doesn't know what honest means, it's hard for him to exhibit the behavior.
Sure.
Same with a thought. If a thought pops into your head, they say we have 64,000 thoughts a day. I have no idea who counted all those and what those thoughts are all about, but yeah,
right?
Who kept track of that? But
sure.
You think, okay, so if a thought pops into your head, which you don't always have control of, you go, well, how does that thought make you feel? What does it make you think about? What does it make you want to do? And so if it's a thought that isn't positive or isn't healthy or doesn't feel good, the beautiful thing about your mind is you can only hold one thought in it at a time. And so you rewind and rewrite and replay. And so the rewrite part is the important part, and those are the words in the book. So you rewrite a better thought. Use good words, use better words, and rewrite a better thought. So then the second second thing is same with your emotions, is that, man, think of anything and what emotions show up in your mind or in your thinking. And so same idea is that if you only have good words in your bag of words, then you play those emotions with good words. I think the example I give is, you know, you could say stressed out or pumped up.
Sure.
And both would apply to the same situation. So pumped up is pumped up, you know, stressed out is stressed out. You go, I think I'll pick pumped up. So same thing with your behavior. You know, it's you behave according to the words that you know. And this is kind of funny, Randy. Our idea was is that if you didn't know the word, you couldn't exhibit the behavior. So somewhere we thought we learned that the Native Americans, they didn't stutter. And we didn't know why they didn't stutter, but we found later that they didn't have a word for stutter, so they didn't stutter. We thought, that's it. That was our whole concept, you know.
Right.
Well, then, I don't know, I was reading another motivational book somewhere, and I was reading about overcoming. That's my definition of success in the book, is overcoming. Anyways, it was about a Native American, a famous Native American chief that I should know his name, but he stuttered. And so I was like, huh. It kind of puts a little hole in my theory, but right. In the meantime, the theory is still pretty sound. And so I went through A to Z, and then what was interesting, I don't know what motivated me to do so, but I wrote the word, I looked up the word, I wrote the definition, I infused my own thinking about the word, inspirational, motivational, kind of what I believe in. And then I wrote a power statement about each word. You know, success is full of positive, or success is all about attitude. And then I wrote a poem for every word. And so now I have, Randy, you told me I never counted my words. There's 123 words in the book.
Yep. 120 pages of words. And it's funny because some of the pages, for example, God, you actually dedicated 3 pages in the book to God, and then also goals. And it was very interesting how they play a huge role in being connected. And love and compassion, all of the words that are in here, I mean, basically, Rick, in people buying this book and sitting down and reading it, they could literally use this book as a guide. Over an entire year, they could actually go through this book 3 times every year and find a different word to be the word of the day. But basically, look at your definition, the interpretations, and the power statements, the poem put in here. Basically, just changing. Zig Ziglar, I believe, is the one that talks about stinking thinking. And this book is an absolute counter to that, where you're taking away the negative, being inundated constantly by media and news and news of the day and different things, and taking away negative and thinking about good, positive words that, like you say, affect your emotions and actually your behavior.
So here's a good saying that I came up with, and I have a lot of different sayings about different things, but this one is this, is that if you want your life to be more exciting, you have to get more excited about your life. This book just gives you it's an excellent tool. It's a guide. We learned about the coloring book, Randy. The coloring book was, you know, for younger children, of course, but
sure.
We put thick lines and made it easy. But the point of that was, is anybody could take that book and open it up first thing in the morning for 1 minute or 30 seconds. And it's just interesting. You would open up to the page and it might say patience, or it might say persistence, or it might have any of those 31 words that we used. And
yeah,
it would fit for the day. It was amazing what you just said is the same. On this book, my road trip book, there's, I think you said 123 words, but there's actually 24,000, just under 24,000 words in the book. But
sure,
the good words, there's 123 of them. But it just open the book and just grab whatever shows up, the word that shows up, and you'll be surprised how it ties in with the day. And then it's just good stuff. I love my poems. don't know if I can say that or not. You know, like I just started writing these. And some of those, you know, of course, because I wrote them. I can tell you all about a great book because I wrote it. But anyways, but the poems, some are real life experiences. Some are just came out of nowhere. And but I wrote about friends and people and how it fit together. And some of them are my own life experiences. But and also, too, a lot of these words come from my own life experience where maybe I wasn't so successful or I had to learn something along the way. And again, the goal is this is a guide for if I only knew then what I know now.
So amen. Absolutely.
It applies anywhere, any age.
Yeah.
It's a great for any age, but it's just a really good motivational, inspirational, just a fun book. And just so good for I wrote it primarily for high school children, but high school students, high school kids, college kids, but it's a great book for any age, and it's just a great one page at a time kind of thing.
Well, one of the things that I found interesting, I'm 67, well past, obviously, high school and college days. I've had a lot of life experiences as well. But it's amazing how simple the book reads as far as the words themselves. And motivation, purpose, confidence, ambition, willpower, goals, all ultimately leading to success on the horizon. That's actually a cartoon illustration on the cover. Likely to succeed, A through Z, and the words and how you put them into the book actually creates a sense in the way what I took away from it, Rick, was a way to live your life by. It's a way to, you know, stop that stinking thinking and replace, you know, bad words with good words. And like you say, we operate basically with 1,500 words in our vocabulary, and it's amazing. You have a choice to make as to which words you put in that bank.
Absolutely. Could I read a quick poem on purpose?
Sure, real quick.
I awoke very early and decided to get up out of bed. There was a swarm of ideas buzzing around in my head. I had spoken with a teacher just the day before. It was all about purpose and what I thought I was here for. Never really thought about it, is what I said. However, I thought about it again as I went to bed. I am up now because my life has more meaning to me, a direction, a purpose. What am I going to be? Purpose is the reason that you and I are here. Believe in you and your purpose. No doubt, no fear. Purpose gives you the reason to wake up every day. Your life makes a difference. Thanks for thinking this way. And the book is full of poems a lot like that.
Excellent, excellent. Good choice. And again, folks, you can get it on Amazon. It's Road Trip is the main key word to use. Rick Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L. Rick Allen Randall is the author. And again, if you could, go there, purchase the book, read the book. And what we're looking for primarily, Rick, is reviews. We'd like five stars. We'd like people to make comments and review it on these websites to get the word out. Because basically, according to Amazon, I'm looking at the offering right here. It basically published just last month, April 24th, 2025. And it's something that people can get. They can get the hardcover. They can get the paperback. But more importantly, read the book and consume it and then start thinking basically about adding these words into your vocabulary. But most importantly, start sharing the book and tell others about it as well. And final thoughts, Rick, before I let you go for today, what would you like to say to the radio family?
You know, it's thank you for listening and thank you for taking a look at my book. I think that again, life is such a really good time. If you believe in the natural goodness of life and love and living, the light in your life gets much, much brighter. And it just starts with, again, the vocabulary that you use and live by. But it's also your belief system, another good word in the book. And what you believe in is true. Love is certainly the foundation for all of it. And but what you believe in. I have 8 bracelets. Pass the positive bracelets. That's another passthepositive.com.
Sure.
But love, hope, faith, believe, life, purpose, passion, peace, and unstoppable. But
absolutely, greatly
those are kind
appreciate
of hallmark it. Words.
All right, sir. Very good. We appreciate your time, Rick. Thank you for coming on the show. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you very much.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 3. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading